I feel like this picture is telling me that not in defeat, not in an attitude of giving up, but an attitude of triumph. It is finished. It's finished. God, I have done my job, he said. I've done my job, and I've gone all the way to Calvary. And I've died for their sins. It's finished. I'm triumphant over it. This is the picture that I like. You see, Jesus is no longer on that cross. He's not there anymore. And he's not going to have to suffer and die anymore. He's not going to be humiliated and beaten. He arose and he ascended to the right hand of God the Father. I hope these few pictures have kind of turned a light on somewhere up there and refreshed or upgraded your memory a little bit about Jesus Christ. But there's still two pictures. There are two pictures that we can't put up on the screens. One is that picture that you have of Jesus Christ. And that's your personal picture. That's yours. Where? And when? And how did that picture get taken? Was it Vacation Bible School? Sunday school? Was it at a church service? Was it at a revival? When Jesus became real and you took that picture and you put it in your memory bank and you put it in your heart, when you accepted him as your Lord and Savior by faith, believing, where were you? What did you do? What were the smells, the sights, the sounds of that picture? Do you open it up? Do you open the picture book up every once in a while and look at that picture? And say, oh, I love you, Jesus. Thank you. That's your picture. That's your picture. Your private picture. There in your heart. And the last picture, the last picture is the picture that Jesus has of you. And he's had your picture forever. He's had your picture before you even had a face. I knew you. I knew you, his words are. I knew you before you were ever in your mother's womb. He has your picture. And he keeps it. He promises this. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I am with you always. That's Jesus promised us. He has our picture. And at that moment, when you hear the knocking on the door, and you respond to that knocking on the door, and you open up the door of your heart, and you let him come in. When you do that, then he takes a look at your picture, and he writes your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he says, well done, good and faithful servant. He looks at that picture, and he says, you know what? Your sins and your iniquities, I'm going to remember no more. Now, wait a minute. This is a message about memories. He doesn't forget. He wipes it clean. He wipes it clean. He has no memories of our sins. What? What a memory. What love. What grace. What peace. Amen. Let me do this hymn. I'll do it. Okay. We have a little hymn right now. It's called Precious Memories. It's in your bulletin, in your insert. Real quick, I'd like to I'd like to tell you a little bit about this hymn. I decided we were going to sing it, and I told the girls, I told everybody in the office that this is what I wanted in the bulletin, and Eric looked at that, and he says, I haven't heard of this hymn. I don't know that song. And I says, well, it's in the hymn book. No, it wasn't in the hymn book. I looked in the blue one. I looked in the red one. No. Jonathan said, oh, I know where it is. It's in that old 100-year-old book. And he said it that way too, that old 100-year book. So those of you who are old, sing real loud, will you? Precious memories.